Proudly we hail. From New York City, where the American stage begins, here is another program with a cast of outstanding players. Public service time has been made available by this station for your Army and your Air Force to bring you this story, as proudly we hail the United States Army Nurse Corps. Our story is entitled Rest Cure. This is the story of a quick-thinking Army nurse, Lieutenant Jennifer Allen, who set out to spend her leave at a quiet retreat high in the mountains, but becomes involved with a desperate criminal and a kid who never had a chance. Our first act curtain will rise in just a moment, but first, if you're a registered nurse, there are unparalleled opportunities for you in the Army Nurse Corps. Here is a nursing career with a future, offering opportunities for world travel, valuable specialized training and a good salary. You will begin as a commissioned officer, enjoying the same prestige, pay, and benefits as the male officers. You'll work with the best of equipment, have opportunities to develop your professional skills by working with many different types of patients. In addition, you'll enjoy a 30-day vacation each year with pay. But most important of all, you'll get a tremendous satisfaction from your work, and you'll be doing your country a vital service. Act now. Find out if you're qualified to serve as an Army nurse. Write to the Surgeon General, Department of the Army, Washington 25, D.C. Write today. Your country needs you. And now your Army and your Air Force present the proudly we hail production, Rest Cure. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, so the saying goes. With Lieutenant Jennifer Allen, you might have to change the saying around somewhat, because no matter how hard she worked as an Army nurse, she was never dull. Still, having saved up her leave time for a whole year, she was mighty glad when the welcome day arrived. Jennifer had plans.
Hi there, Lucky.
Hello, Carol.
30 days has September, April, June, and Lieutenant Jennifer Allen.
Oh, don't sound so mournful.
Oh, I'm not. I think it's wonderful. I wish I could get a 30-day leave.
You can. All you have to do is save up your time. Hey, hand me that blouse, will you? Thanks.
I'm the impatient kind. I can't save anything. The boys in the ward all said bon voyage.
Oh, I'll stop in and say goodbye before I go. Those shoes there?
Where are you going? New York? London? Paris? The moon?
Maybe the moon.
Say hello to the craters for me.
I'll do that.
No kidding, Jen. Where are you bound for?
Well, first I'm going home, Arizona.
Oh, sure. Gotta do that. Then where?
Then I'm going to do something I've been wanting to do for a long, long time.
You're not going to get married.
No, you silly goose.
Gee, don't scare me like that.
The skirt right there beside you.
Here.
Thanks.
Well, what's this great dream?
Well, you see, my family owned a lodge about 12 miles out of town. It sits on the side of a little hill with the moon towering above it looking out over the desert.
Mm-hmm.
This time of year, the desert blooms. This time of year, everything starts to bloom. That's where I'm going.
You and your family, huh?
Oh, no, alone.
Huh? Well, for how long? A weekend?
No, the whole time. I'm just going to
You mean you're going to waste 30 precious days sitting out in the middle of nowhere watching the desert or whatever it is bloom?
That's right.
Oh, honey, you don't need a leave. You need a doctor. Now, wait a minute. Gee whiz, I got some friends in New York who
Carol,
just...
Carol, relax. I've got friends in New York, too. I've got friends in lots of places, but the cabin is where I plan to go, and that's where I want to go. You don't know what it's like to get up at dawn. Saddle your horse, go riding
I want to be alone. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And you know something? I'm going to have a wonderful time.
Gal, that may sound like a wonderful time to you, but to me it sounds like something for the birds. I'll bet you're not out there 2 hours before you're bored stiff. That kind of stuff might have been all right when you were a kid, but honey, you've grown up. You're a big girl now.
Lieutenant, you're so right.
Lieutenant, it will be dull, terribly dull.
It'll be peaceful, beautiful, and quiet.
And that, my dear lady, is what I'm after.
Almost home. Ooh, gonna have a real storm. Hope we make it. Come on, Cindy. Come on, there's the cabin. We can make it. Ah, here we come. We'll go right into the stable. Hey, keep going, Cindy. Cindy, right into the stable. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, easy there, easy. What's the matter, girl? Funny, the gate was open when I left here. The wind... No, there's no wind yet. Come on now, calm down now, calm down. All right, I'll go have a look. Well, come on, Cindy, there's nothing here to... Who are you? What do you want? Come away from there so I can... No! He's fainted. Hey. Oh, he's just a kid. Come on, young fellow. You can't lie there. Oh, he's shot. Shot through the arm. There, that's better.
Where?
And now you're all right. Just lie still.
Dame.
Yes, lucky for you.
What do you mean?
If I hadn't come along, you might have bled to death.
My arm.
Has a rather nasty hole in it. Here, drink this. How did you get out here, anyway?
I walked, sister.
From where?
I came across the desert, if you must know.
Must have been a long, hot walk.
I like the exercise.
With a bullet hole in your arm?
Who says it's a bullet hole?
I do. Now lie back there. What's your name?
John Smith.
Well, John Smith. I'll have to report this to the sheriff at Meadville tomorrow.
The sheriff? You stay away from
now,
the sheriff.
You,
you try and tell the sheriff about me, sister, and I'll break your neck.
You won't break anybody's neck unless it's your own.
If I didn't have a busted wing...
Just remember, John Smith, or whatever your name is, that you're lucky to be alive right now.
I would have died, huh?
If I hadn't stopped the bleeding. As it is, you need to go to a hospital.
Sure, get me a room and bath. How come you knew how to fix me up?
Because lucky for you, I'm a nurse, an army nurse.
A nurse, huh? Now, ain't that something? What you doing out here?
No, that's none of your business.
What's your name?
What's yours? I think that's a lot more important.
John Smith.
We'll see about that in the morning.
Yeah, we'll see about it. Hey, nurse, lieutenant, whatever your name is.
Oh, what's the matter?
Is somebody outside? I heard somebody.
Mm, it's an animal. Go back to...
No, I tell you, no.
Get you a drink of water. Oh, you've got a temperature. Look, you were dreaming.
No, I wasn't dreaming, I tell you. I've been lying awake listening.
Well, stop listening and go to sleep.
Look, I know what I know. I tell you, isn't there a rifle over the fireplace?
Lie down.
No, get the rifle. Give it to me. Give me a chance. They found me. They're going to kill me. Please. Please, look.
Lord, no one's going to kill you. Not just...
Stop it. Will you stop it? Get the gun yourself. I tell you...
Who found you?
Don't waste time asking me what... Oh.
Now, just so long as nobody moves, nobody will get hurt.
Who are you...
Quiet, lady. Shine a light in the bunk, Chip. Well, what do we got here? Now, if that don't beat all. We not only find a place to hold up, we find our old pal, the kid.
Ain't it a dream?
What's the matter, kid? Ain't you glad to see your old pal?
You leave him alone. He's been hurt.
The poor kid.
Well, the kid don't seem very talkative right now. Out of the way, lady.
Keep your hands off of him. Who are you? What do you want here?
Who are we, lady? Well, now, that's a fair question. Who are we, kid?
The devil.
Now, ain't that a good one? Hey, Stark, do I look like the devil?
Nah, you look good. Ain't nobody here but them two.
Well, now, that makes it better.
My whole family will be here in the morning, so you'd better clear out.
Well, that'll make it crowded.
What do you want?
Oh, me? All I want, babe, is some peace and quiet. I think this is the place I'm going to find it.
Yeah, we all need a rest. Even the kid needs a rest.
Oh, he's getting good treatment, that kid. You see, we've been living a kind of active-type life. Small matter of bank robbery and some unfriendly citizens out looking for us.
Yeah, they ain't got no sense of humor.
Yeah, it's the truth. Every flat foot from here to L.A. out looking for us. So we thought we'd rest up till they got tired of chasing themselves.
Well, you're not going to rest up here. Not if you're smart. Lots of people come out here to visit
me. Well, now, lady, that's awful nice of you to worry about us, but you just let us do our own worrying, huh?
Car all stashed away, Whitey.
Good. You got first watch. Now, that little hill overlooking the road's the best place, and Stark will relieve you at 4, and I'll take it then.
Right.
If you see any lights, I don't care how far away, come running.
Like a flying saucer.
Well, kid, we didn't exactly expect to see you again.
You wouldn't have it.
If we'd shot a little straighter, huh? We don't like guys to run out on us, especially at the last minute. It's very unfriendly of you, kid.
Let him alone.
Get out of my way.
No,
girl.
I'm going
to... Oh, no, you don't. Not nice for ladies to play with guns.
Take your hands off of me.
You better leave her alone, Whitey. She's in the army. She's an officer.
And I... Oh, no. No. Hey, Stark, did you hear that?
What's the army doing out here? Good-looking dame like that.
What are you doing out here, General?
Lieutenant to you. I happen to be on a vacation.
A vacation? Now, ain't that rich? What outfit you in, Colonel?
I happen to be a nurse, and as a nurse, I can tell you you're a very sick man.
Atta girl, you tell him. I can't get over it. We not only knock off a lovely fat bank, but we capture part of the United States Army.
Like Chip says, a dream.
Well, all right, let's get down to cases. One peep out of you, kid, and it'll be your last. When we leave, we'll take you along for the ride. And, Nursie, you behave, and we'll get along fine. Yeah, we'll have a nice vacation. One big happy family.
You are listening to the proudly we hail production, Rest Cure. We'll return in just a moment for the second act. Here's a message for you girls who have finished college. If you received your A.B. in physical education or the biological sciences, you may be eligible for a commission as a physical therapist in the Women's Medical Specialist Corps of the Army. You'll receive all the benefits of a second lieutenant while you attend the Army's special 12-month physical therapy course. For further information, write to the Surgeon General, Department of the Army, Washington 25, D.C. You are listening to Proudly We Hail, and now we present the second act of Rest Cure. Peace and quiet. That's all Lieutenant Jennifer Allen was looking for, and that's all Whitey and his gang were seeking. But somehow, although there was peace and quiet all around the cabin, there was hardly the same feeling within it.
Not looking for trouble. Try to go straight.
Oh.
Pick me up. Give me a job. No. Crooks. No, leave me alone. No,
it's all right. It's all right. You're safe now.
Yeah.
No one's going to hurt
you. Ain't afraid. Just give me a chance. Chance. That's all. Chance.
Go to sleep. Now. Try to sleep.
Well, you sure got away with them, ain't you, Nursie? Wouldn't mind being sick myself with you around.
Look. His arm is badly infected. He's lost a lot of blood. He needs immediate medical attention.
Okay, give it to him. You're an Army nurse. You ought to be
I am not a doctor. He needs a doctor.
Well, honey, that's just tough.
If he dies...
I'll send flowers. Everything okay?
Like a dream. Nothing moving. Can see for miles. Nice day.
Good.
Yeah, I could eat a horse.
Well, there's coffee on the stove in there.
Coffee.
Where do you think you're going?
Just... Your friend reminded me I haven't fed my horse this morning.
Well, how thoughtless of you. Well, go ahead and feed him. Oh, yes, and one thing, Lieutenant. If you got any screwy ideas about trying to get away from here, I'd forget them. The kid's in bad enough shape as it is. I wouldn't want him to get any worse.
Hey, what time is it?
Yeah?
That's about what I figured.
It's 4:30.
4:30. Cocktail hour. You know, I remember a time I was...
Shut up, Chip.
What'd I say?
I want to sleep.
Sleep. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here.
Can't you keep him quiet?
I could gag him if that would please you.
Not a bad idea.
Whitey, car coming down the road is headed for this place.
Cops?
I don't think so. Convertible.
Who do you know owns a convertible?
Well, lots of people.
Come on, come on, you talk.
Take your filthy hands.
Who?
Wouldn't you like to know?
We'll settle this later, Nursie. Start, get back up on the hill. Keep the car covered. Don't start anything unless it starts down here first. Jip, you and I'll stay here. Now remember, no activity unless I start it. You got it? Okay, get going. Now I'll tell you what you're going to do, Nursie. You're going to go out there and you're going to meet that car. Whoever it is, you're going to get rid of. I'll be right here by the door, and if you try anything fancy, it's going to be just too bad all around. Not only their life that depends on it, it's yours. Chip, down by that window. Okay, out you go.
Hey, Janet! It's me, Hank!
Well, what do you know, Captain Henry Cole?
Well, what do you know, Lieutenant Jennifer Allen? Hey, you sick or something?
No, I'm fine.
Don't you remember me? Has being promoted changed me so much?
Not a bit.
Well, it seems to have changed you. I just get home from Germany, see your mother. She tells me you're out here.
And did she tell you I came out here to be alone?
Huh?
That's right, Hank. I came out to the cabin because I wanted to get away from everyone. And that means everyone.
Boy, you haven't changed. You just aren't the same girl.
Maybe I'm not.
Jen, is anything wrong?
For someone who's been connected with Army intelligence for so long, I must say you don't act very intelligent. Nothing is wrong that you're leaving won't make right.
What the?
You've been in the service longer than I have, and I should think you'd know by now that any good officer knows how to interpret an order and carry it out.
And you're ordering me?
Even though you have the rank, I'm ordering you. If that doesn't convince you how I feel about men in general, I suggest you check with Mark Tyler.
Mark Tyler?
Goodbye, Hank. It's been nice seeing you.
Baby, it's been real.
Give my regards to your family.
Baby, it's been real.
Lieutenant, you shouldn't have been a nurse. You should have been an actress.
Oh.
Where are you going?
To take the gag out of this boy's mouth before he chokes to death.
Boy, did you ever give him the brush?
Like a dream.
Get me some hot water.
Oh, me?
Yes, you and on the double.
You heard what the lieutenant said. Get the hot water on the double.
You've been real good to me.
No. I've only done
what you'd do for any other punk.
No, I didn't say that.
No, but that's what I am. A punk. Always been a punk.
There's no reason you have to be.
Try it. Every time I try, something happens.
Now, just lie still now. Would you like something to drink?
No, thanks. I ain't never met a lady like you. Bums. You ain't afraid of them, are you?
No, I don't think so. Maybe I'm afraid of what they might try and do.
Yeah. Well, I ain't afraid of them anymore either. Hey, Whitey. You hear that?
I ain't afraid of you anymore.
No, ain't that nice?
Yeah, it's good. Feels good. See, I know I ain't gonna make it. I'm gonna die, and I ain't afraid of you anymore.
Don't be silly. You're going to be all right.
Don't have to kid me, Lieutenant. Arms as big as my
leg. Nonsense. You don't want to talk or think that way.
Well, it ain't your fault. You treated me better than anybody ever treated me, but...
Boss.
Yeah?
Me and Jip have been doing some thinking. We think it's time to clear out of here. Somebody else will come out to see this dame tomorrow and next day. Somebody will get suspicious.
And I suppose you got it all figured out where we head when we leave here.
Yeah, Tucson. Then we split up like we figured before.
It figures?
You don't say.
Night's dark. We ought to hit the road right now.
Now listen to me, the both of you. I give the orders here. When I say it's time to go, we go, and not before. I plan the robbery, I plan the getaway, and I'll plan the rest of it.
Yeah, well...
We stay right here until I say move. You got it? Well?
Okay, all right. We just figured...
Well, don't from now on.
Whitey. Hey, Whitey, come on, I'll wake up. Ship hasn't come in yet.
Yep. What? Why didn't you let me know sooner?
Well, I fell asleep, I guess.
Great. Come on. All right,
mate. Some night. Can't see your foot.
Well, maybe he got lost. Maybe Jip's still out there.
Why don't we give him a call? Huh?
Well, probably won't hear us, but go ahead.
Hey, Jip!
Oh, they can't hear you in this. Go on up to the hill and find out what the pitch is.
I don't like this.
What's the matter? You scared of the dark?
Can't see. The wind blowing like...
So what?
So what? Why don't we both go?
Well, I'm tired. Now go on up there. Tell Jip to come back here.
What's wrong?
Not a thing. Go on back to sleep. Get it, I just don't get it. You couldn't be double-crossing me. I got the dough. Cars in the stable. Nobody could jump them. Hey, you, wake up.
I'm awake. I've been awake listening to you grow frightened. Where are you men?
What do you know about them?
How would I know anything about them? Perhaps they all got lost and wandered out into the desert. The Indians will tell you that evil spirits lay
in wait... Now, stow it.
Frightened?
Gee, disappearing like this makes things a lot easier. I hate the business dividing three ways. Ain't good at arithmetic. So I'll just be hitting the road. There's gas in the tank, and I'll put plenty of distance between me and here by morning.
And, what are your plans for the kid and myself?
Kid ain't going anywhere, and to make sure you don't, I'll have to tie you up. Somebody will find you in a couple of days, or the boys will come back and set you free. You just lie down on that couch while I get some rope.
Do you think I'll make it easy for you?
Just make it rough on yourself if you don't.
If you want to tie me up, let's see you try.
Now look, I got no time to waste, and I ain't fooling. Lie down there before I bat your teeth in.
Keep your hands off of you, punk.
Oh, so you're staring, too. Well, I think I'll...
Look out, Jim!
Whose teeth are you going to knock in, huh? Upset Daisy.
Matt, take it away.
Oh, Hank. Oh, I don't think I've ever been so glad to see anyone in all my life.
Well, you wouldn't have gathered that this afternoon. Is another one of the gang?
No, I don't think so. Oh, look, we've got to get him to a hospital right away.
Gee, I must be sick. That was the nicest thing I ever seen. That Whitey, old boy.
Hey, Matt. Get a couple of boys in here. We got a patient for the hospital.
Did you catch the others?
Yeah, snug as a bug in a rug. They never knew what hit them.
How'd you know?
Nurse here is one smart gal. In the first place, I knew Jen could never act the way she did this afternoon and mean it. Second place, she said I was in intelligence... And I'm an engineer. Third place, she said to check with Matt Tyler. And Matt's the sheriff.
So I knew something was really phony.
Gee, just like them spy things in the movies.
You lie back there and be quiet, young man.
She sure gives orders, don't she?
Now it's my turn to give a few. Right in here, boys.
I've come to say goodbye, Johnny.
Real nice of you.
Doctor says you're going to be fine.
Thanks to you.
And they know now you weren't implicated in the robbery.
Then I won't go to jail?
No, Johnny. Both Jip and Stark told the police they'd picked you up hitchhiking.
I guess I should thank them both.
What are you going to do, Johnny, when you get out of here? Don't you have any place to go?
Oh, not much. I've been lying here thinking and, well...
Well, what?
You won't laugh at me.
Of course not.
Do you suppose I could get in the army?
Well... I don't know why not. They took him.
Hey, wait a minute. I'll have you...
Jen!
Hi!
Jen, you're back.
All in one piece.
Oh, gee, you look wonderful.
I had a wonderful time.
You didn't really go out to that cabin.
I most certainly did.
Yeah, and I'll bet you stayed about 2 minutes.
And 28 days.
Honest?
Honest.
Well, what'd you do? Watch the cactus grow?
Most of the time it was very quiet. I met a few, characters, and, Hank Cole was home on leave, too.
Oh, well, now you're talking. Heck, he must have been a big help.
Oh, yes, I guess you could say that. Several times.
Well, even so, I still can't think of any duller way to spend 30 hard-earned days. Me, I'm the kind that likes excitement.
Your United States Army needs registered nurses. Now is the time for registered nurses to be of vital service to their country by offering their services to the Army Nurse Corps. You'll become a commissioned officer and have excellent opportunities to further your career. You'll have the benefit of working with the finest medical equipment in the world. And you'll learn the newest professional techniques in anesthesia, operating room procedure, nursing administration, and many, many others. Remember, the Army Nurse Corps, oldest of all the women's military services, is an all-commissioned corps made up entirely of registered nurses who serve with Army medical units in all the special fields of nursing, including supervision and administration. So why not get all the facts today? Do this by writing or wiring the Surgeon General, Department of the Army, Washington 25, D.C. This has been another program on Proudly We Hail, presented transcribed in cooperation with this station. Proudly We Hail is produced by the Recruiting Publicity Center for the United States Army and United States Air Force Recruiting Service. This is Kenneth Banghart speaking and inviting you to tune in the same station next week for another interesting story on Proudly We Hail.